Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Test 1 2 1 2 1 2. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct. Anyone knows me knows that I take food seriously. By the time I finish lunch, I'm already thinking about dinner. Plated is the meal kit for people who love food. Each week they have 15 chef-designed recipes to choose from, with step-by-step instructions to make your meal easily, quickly, and efficiently. Not only does Plated do all the grocery shopping for you and send you the exact amounts of each ingredient, they are sourcing the best quality ingredients. As soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to hit the kitchen. Discover your ideal dinner experience. Go to Plated.com/Rappaport to get 50% off your first Plated box. That's 50% off for a limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. See Plated.com/Rappaport for details. That's Plated.com/Rappaport.
You're looking good, man. You're looking slender.
Yo, look, 75% of looking good, looking fit is your diet. The rest is you get a couple of push-ups, a couple of sit-ups, a couple of burpees, you're looking good. The Plated dinners are fantastic. Go to Plated.com/Rappaport to get 50% off your first Plated box. All right. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from the gloom tomb of Los Angeles, California.
LAX.
Get rich or talk shit trying. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. That's our new motto. Get rich or talk shit trying. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I'm in here with G. Monetti, yeah. G. Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year. I'm assuming that there's new listeners. Because one of my videos, people who are familiar with the show, familiar with the podcast, you know that we talk shit.
Mucho.
We don't fact check.
No.
I woke up Saturday morning the other day to find out that the coffee cup hipster protesters were out in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right.
And then the following day it continued, and unfortunately, that fucking guy, lunatic, drove a car into a crowd of people. People were injured. A woman was killed.
Yes.
Everybody knows the situation. I just do what I always do when I got something to get off my chest. I made my little 60-second video, and this one got a lot of people's attention. We've been talking shit. We're going to continue to talk shit.
Yeah.
No reason not to say anything. I'm not saying you got to look into your phone like a crazy person like I do.
Yeah, you fucked up on that.
When you know something's not right in your gut, it doesn't just go away.
Right.
It's like when you sense fear, when you sense danger, that's your gut telling you something isn't right. And we all know that something is amiss in this country. Donald Trump set this shit off.
Yeah, it's at his feet.
It's at his feet.
The campaign did it.
The campaign did
that. The campaign that emboldened these people, that got them riled up, that, oh shit, one of our own is saying what we want to say. So this is no surprise, but now they're going to hold you to the fire.
One of the many things that stood out to me was this clip of David Duke. And he said this. Let's play the clip.
What does today represent to you? And the camera's right here. What does today represent to you?
This represents a turning point for the people of this country. We are determined to take our country back.
Okay, that's the first thing that David Duke said. He said this represents a turning point
in this country.
We are determined to take our country back. And I say, who, you CGI faced motherfucker?
From who?
From who?
The immigrants, they have it.
Who has your country, David
Duke?
The
black people?
Who has it? Who are you taking your country back from?
Yeah, from. Who has it?
You want it to be all white? It's not happening.
It's 75% white.
It's not going to happen.
Right. Well, I don't understand.
Take it back from who?
From who?
In what lifetime, David Duke?
Specify.
In what lifetime are you talking about? When did it get taken away, and who took it?
When the black guy became president, that got the ire.
He's gone. What are you upset about? Now you got your guy in there. And he went on to say,
we're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump.
We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump.
That came from where? The campaign.
All the shit he was talking about.
Racist shit.
You think that David Duke somehow doesn't communicate with Donald Trump or somebody in the White House?
That's his man. David Duke supports and has always supported Donald Trump. So now David Duke is like, yo, we here. I got my guys. All that shit you was talking in the campaign about, we're going to make America great again. We don't win anymore. We don't do this. That got these people like, yo, my man is in the office. What's good? David Duke is like, yo, all our guys are ready. See, this is how you hold the candidate to his promises.
They're just trying to get from Donald Trump what he promised them.
What did you mean when you were saying all that on those rallies?
What did you fucking mean,
right,
Donald Trump?
Right,
you think these people, see, he thinks that he's smarter than everybody.
Right.
So he thinks that these fucking dumbasses are not going to hold him accountable. You think,
right.
Listen, you could say what you want about David Duke. He ain't fucking dumb.
Of course not. Of course not. So if I support you and my whole base put you in office, you
we
think,
put you there.
Right. And that's what he
David
said.
David Duke is like, yo, I got you in office.
Right.
I'm one of those people that got you in office.
Right, right.
So now what?
Now what?
That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back, and that's what we got to do.
We believed him. That's why we...
A show of force.
We voted for Donald Trump.
We. Yeah. This is what he got those guys all united. These guys were ready. We're going to show that we are going to take our country back. Motherfuckers had AR-15s. Motherfuckers came there with military shit. You know what I'm saying? Bulletproof. They was there for war. They have more weaponry than the police. This is no game. So that empty campaign rhetoric got these guys riled up because the president of the United States is talking like, yo, fuck all the other people. It's about us. So why wouldn't you get hyped up on that if you're thinking and that's your base, right? Why wouldn't you get hyped?
And then after all that, as everybody knows, Trump came out. He didn't say.
Of course not.
And then he didn't say anything about them, didn't name names, didn't point fingers.
It's a conundrum from this motherfucker.
And then 48 hours after all the pressure from the press, all the pressure from the Republicans, all the pressure from Twitter, all the pressure from the Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast.
Word.
And we hit him with that video.
Yep. Oh, you hit him hard.
We hit him.
You got like, what, 19 million motherfuckers that watch that shit?
19 million motherfuckers saw that video about Charlottesville. If you don't follow me on social media, but you listen to the podcast, here's what I said, impromptu, 60 seconds about Charlottesville, looking into my phone. And I always talk shit. I talk shit about LeBron.
The Cats.
Talk shit about the Cats, Zeke Elliott. But this was just timing. And I think because, there's a sense of humor, but an urgency.
Right.
People responded. So this is what I said.
Last night in Charlottesville, Virginia, a bunch of white nationalists carrying tiki torches that they got from Home Depot, wearing skinny jeans, drinking coffee, came out for a protest saying, white lives matter, white lives matter. You know your life ain't shit if you're a college student on a Friday night during the summertime. You ain't getting no ass, and you decide to come out for a protest carrying tiki torches, talking shit. Little coffee cup carrying white nationalists. You ain't shit. If you was really trying to get it popping, you would have taken your little Ed Sheeran protest right over there to Virginia Beach or Newport News, and you would have got your tiki torches stuffed up your ass. Revenge of the nerd protesters. Eat some pizza, take a few bong rips. Don't you got a fucking toga party to go to? It's Friday night. Try to get to second base with a girl, you fucking loser. Talking about white lives matter, white lives matter. Throwing up Nazi salutes. Dorm room dumb fucks.
And then 24 hours after his first comment, 36 hours, then Trump came out Monday morning the 14th. See, let me tell you guys a little trick.
Yeah.
When you see a person looking into the camera, like the host of the Oscars, the host of the Emmys, when they're looking right into the camera, most of what they're doing is reading off a prompter. The prompter's in the camera.
Right.
So you look in the camera.
Right.
So we've seen Trump talk off the cuff. He said a lot of dumb shit off the cuff.
Yes.
So Monday, August 14th, he came out and made another statement. He's looking in the prompter. He's not all pizzazzy. He doesn't have his normal, razzle-dazzle, his confidence, because he's looking in the camera,
right,
reading off a prompter.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not that good of an actor.
Right. You see it. You see, the eyes are the window of the soul. You see it.
He's saying what he was saying reluctantly.
Right. Right. Because that's his base. He cannot... They like David Duke and I'm like, yo, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, you talking about KKK and white supremacists now?
Right.
That's what their mentality is. Like, yo, we got you in office.
Right.
We're a big reason why we got you. You said we were going to take this country back. You're talking about immigrants.
Yep.
You're talking about walls.
Yep. And we here. Here we are. Here's my whole crew. What's good? And now, you see, the first statement he said, it was on all sides. He's talking about Black Lives Matter. He's trying to fucking placate these motherfuckers.
The first statement Trump said was the hate and racism on all sides.
Yeah.
This incident in Virginia wasn't all sides.
Yeah. This is white on white crime, motherfucker. These are thugs in the street, B.
Where was American the National Nazis. Guard?
The Nazis are...
Fuck the Nazis. Yo, these are not Nazis. Listen.
Their ideology is that.
Their ideology is, but like, it's like, The Nazis, we know what they are. If you put some fucking B-12 bombers in the air, these little coffee cup protesters jeans, they're going to be running for cover.
Right. They're not flying no planes or anything. This is just a show of force to say, yo, Donald,
yes,
look, we here, B. We got military shit. We ready to roll. But Donald, you fronted with the campaign to get in office, but now these people are going to hold you accountable.
And this term... white nationalists.
Oh, yeah.
No more.
No more.
Listen, this isn't a telephone company. This isn't Nike. This isn't Saucony. Well, what are the sneaker companies that rebrand? Puma?
Yeah.
Converse? You're not rebranding yourself. We're not calling you white nationalists. They were like, listen, guys, the hoods are a little too much. We got to take the hoods off the sheets.
Right.
We got to they got a publicist. They thought it through. They said, we can't do the old ways.
We got to come in polo shirts,
yeah,
and khakis.
We got to placate the masses,
right,
here.
Tiki torches.
We had a good run.
Yeah.
Okay? What are we going to call ourselves? Somebody was like, the this ones. Some people were saying, we're going to call them. And then someone said, the white nationalists. And somebody was like, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Right.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. There's no white nationalists. You're not rebranding yourself. You're not gentrifying yourself.
Right. What's a white nationalist?
Fuck that.
A person who loves his country, right? Yeah.
That sounds like something like safe.
Yeah.
There's no white nationalist. There's a white racist.
That's what I call it.
Racist fucks.
Right.
Fuck boys.
Yeah.
Buster ass tricks.
Mark ass busters.
Any variation of that.
Yes, right.
Don't use that term. CNN, Fox, New York Times. Stop calling these motherfuckers. They don't get to choose what you call them.
You can't determine what your shit is if that behavior.
You out white there, nationalists. We're not. No.
Yo, they walking around with the gun, the shotties out. Like, these are AR-15s. These are cut your ass in half. They out in the streets like that. So Donald Trump, what's good? Now they see it was
reluctantly,
all bullshit.
Reluctantly, he went into the monitor and he was like condoning them against his will.
Now
you can tell he didn't want to do it.
Right,
that.
Right, of course. Yo, those are the people that, and that's this is politics. These are the people that put me in the office. I have to change this language to placate these motherfuckers so they could know on the low, I'm still with y'all, but I can't say it outright.
Donald Trump insults CNN News. Donald Trump insults, who is the this reporter, that reporter.
Oh, yeah.
The this one.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Immediately.
New York Times.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. You see, but
who are the other people? Who's the other guy he said was nuts? The girl with the facelift. Joe, Morning Joe.
Right.
You'll name those names every day. Failing New York Times. Every day. CNN, fake
right.
news. This place, fake news. But you won't call these people what they are. You're a fucking scumbag,
yeah,
Donald Trump.
You're a disgrace to New York City, man.
You're a disgrace to New York.
Yeah.
You're a disgrace to America.
In America, yeah.
You ran a fucking con job on the country.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Word. Word. More, and a leader.
You name names for everybody right. else, but you won't name these pieces of shit?
Because that's his base.
Fuck you!
That's his base. But a leader has moral clarity. So when shit is all fuck, yo, these people support me, but I'm not with this shit. That you gotta say shit like that.
Even George W. Bush, who we all know he was a fucking, like, dumb as a peanut.
But he wasn't.
When 9/11 happened, he showed up downtown. And he gave that speech in
That's
front of
a leader.
The fire.
Yeah.
Whether he did something, whether he was, and at least you felt like,
yo,
all right, he's emotionally invested in
right,
this.
Right, right.
You couldn't even do that. You can't. You don't have it in you, Trump. You're a fucking heartless scumbag.
Yeah.
And your neck, the size of your neck, it's growing. Most people hold their secrets in their soul. Your secrets are in that fucking flabby, turkey neck.
Yo.
What's hiding in that neck?
Yo.
What is hiding in that flappy fucking neck, Donald Trump? You're a fucking disgrace.
Right. But
and they say, oh, well, Trump didn't win New York because New York only votes
state.
Democrat.
Yeah.
He could have been a Democrat 10 times over. We wouldn't have voted for him in the city of New York because we've grown up watching this motherfucker.
Yep.
We've seen him at restaurants. I was at the Puffy party. When Puffy first had his big party down at Wall Street, he was in there chasing skirt. He's a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, yeah, we know this guy in New York. Yo.
And Bob De Niro said it right. Play the Bob De Niro clip.
I mean, he's so blatantly stupid. He's a punk. He's a dog, he's a pig, he's a con, a bullshit, artist, a mutt who doesn't know what he's talking about, doesn't do his homework, doesn't care, thinks he's gaming society, doesn't pay his taxes. He's an idiot. Colin Powell said it best. He's a national disaster. He's an embarrassment to this country. It makes me so angry that this country has gotten to this point, that this fool, this bozo, has wound up where he has. He talks how he wants to punch people in the face. Well, I'd like to punch him in the face.
He said it right.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's a liberal. He's an actor. What does he know? He said it right. He called him a dog. He called him a mutt. He called him a con. This guy talking about he grabbed pussy. I'd like to fucking grab Donald Trump by his little fucking snapper. Yeah? I'd like to grab him by his little pussy myself. I'd grab him by his little pussy. And grab that fucking mane of hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Look him in the face. He's a piece of shit. I grab him by his little pussy hole. Trump, he's got one. You know what he's got? He doesn't have, he's got little two geritol balls that don't work. I grab him by his little fucking worm dick.
Right, right.
And I hold it tight. I say, you fuck you.
That's right. But Rap, more importantly, those people that put him in are the problem. That's what has to be addressed. The people that put that hate message, the campaign, yo, they feel the immigrants are taking over. They feel now you got to compete with other folks around the world. That's what it is, man. You want America's a nation of immigrants, right? That's what they say, right? So now they at odds with different people coming over here, and they feel like, yo, this shit is being ran over. And he fucking coaxed that shit out of these people. And now it ain't just like, you know, oh, you're in the office now, you're just going to neglect us. No, we got these AR-15s. B, you was talking a lot of this good shit that resonated with us. We still fighting the war, the Civil War of 1860. We lost.
Make America great again.
And then you have the black president.
Make America great again.
Again. These people in those Rust Belt states, they hear that? Coming off a black president? Oh, man. That's that he fanned flames. That's why these motherfuckers is out there with them AR-15s.
And they want to send away the immigrants.
And these people are descendants of German immigrants, Irish immigrants. Now that the country is kind of browning a little bit, these motherfuckers are in a panic.
They're having the immigration crackdown in California, and what's happening? Because any God-fearing, red-blooded American white guy, he's not going to work on a farm. He's not going to do that labor. It's not Oklahoma in the 1930s.
Right.
Let the fucking Mexicans do it. Well, the Mexicans are getting shipped out. So now what's happening? It's reported. I ain't making this up. The vegetable prices are going up because the shortage of migrant workers is resulting in lost crops in California. Make America great. Get your fucking white, lazy fucking coffee-drinking hipster ass. Get out there and man the fucking field.
In Arizona.
The crops are dying in California, right. In Arizona.
Yep.
You wanted jobs, but you can't pick the kind of job you had.
Right.
You want jobs. They kicked the immigrants out. So get out there, cracker.
Right.
Go get the fucking job.
Right. Right.
That you don't want that kind of job.
Right.
You want to work in fucking Silicon Valley. Well, they don't want you in Silicon Valley because you're dumb fuck.
Right.
So get your fucking white, fucking angry ass out there. Get in the crop field.
Right.
You make America great again.
Those immigrants that come over are highly educated, bro.
Even if they're educated.
Because it's doctors,
educated,
man.
Not educated. They're willing to do those jobs.
Right.
That 99.9% of white people, and I'm saying white, I'm not talking about fucking me. These fucking protesters, you want a job? Take America back? There it is. I'm not making up. Look it up.
But what is make? Let's examine this. What does that mean? And what would that constitute? Like, what consist of? Make America great. Get all the immigrants out.
Get the blacks out of the basketball court.
And put them in jail. Keep the black people in jail where we subjugate everybody and it's just our planet.
No more rap music.
I don't understand that.
Let's have all white football players, all white basketball players. I'm sick and tired of the fucking dancing. I'm sick and tired of all that. I'm sick and tired of the Kardashians. I'm sick and tired of Rihanna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make America great again and do what?
Right.
You never explained what that meant.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What the fuck does that mean? I'm all for dissenting opinions. I'm all for having your own fucking opinions. But you gotta fucking articulate what you mean by that.
People want jobs. There's jobs. Look it up. Fortune Magazine, New York Times, fake news. Keep looking. It's a fucking fact. There's jobs available. Get out on that field, Duke.
It's jobs out there.
You don't want to do it.
You're sending all these people home.
You don't want to do it?
Right.
That job's not good enough for you?
Right. Your father was a low-level laborer.
Yeah, he worked
hard. Just like
hard.
The Mexicans. This is how motherfuckers come up in American society.
You don't want to do that. You think these right. protesters that were out there in West Virginia, they're willing to take those jobs? Fuck no. You see some of these guys that were out there? These yo. Guys look like, yo, some of them look like they were about it. Most of them look like bitch made hipster motherfuckers right. who ain't doing shit.
Right.
And Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump's husband, Orthodox Jew. Fuck you.
Yeah.
These people are walking around.
Nazis.
Going, hail Trump.
Yeah.
Hail Trump.
And this guy's a Jew.
And you don't say anything?
Right.
Fuck you, yeah. Jared Kushner.
Yeah, man. That's like the black guy with the slave fucking Party City shit on. Did you see the guy with the shit? What is he doing out there? He got a fucking costume out. Both of those sides would lynch your ass. See, why are you out there?
Jared Kushner, you could go fuck yourself.
Word. Yo, that's a Jew.
Jared Kushner, let me tell you something.
Yo, that's a fucking, that guy's
You're
fucked
at a
up.
Family dinner. That's your father-in-law. These people are saying, hail Trump, and he doesn't acknowledge it, and you call yourself an Orthodox? Fuck you, yeah. man. I don't even know if he is a real Orthodox Jew. That's what I read. Fake news. Any kind of fucking Jew. Your father-in-law, they're saying, hail Trump,
Word.
And you can't fucking say anything about it? These guys that go, oh, want to be man of mystery. How much money do you need? How much money do you... Nobody's fucking with you, Jared, because you hope you don't go to jail.
Yo. That's a term. ADL should be fucking with Jared Kushner. Where's Foxman and the motherfuckers? The Defamation League.
JJDL.
ADL. Anti-Defamation
League.
Oh, and
League. The Jewish Defense League.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are out there. Hail Trump.
Yeah. And this is one of your... Oh, I can't believe that.
And he doesn't say anything.
Word.
He's like a man of mystery. Like, we're not going to speak. Like that fucking Steve Bannon. He thinks he's Darth Vader or something. Like, I don't speak. Like, that's how I have my power. Yo, Steve Bannon, yo, you ain't shit.
Yeah. No doubt, yo.
Whole crew is chump.
We need to Eddie LaVert these motherfuckers, man. Like Willie Hutch. You Willie Hutch, the Levitar. We need to Eddie LaVert these motherfuckers.
This piece of shit that ran over the people in Charlottesville.
Oh, man.
20 years old. Some woman said, oh, a young man without father is more susceptible to radicalization.
What the fuck? Come on, man.
Well, you know what?
He going to have a father in there.
He going to have a whole bunch of people he could call daddy now.
They going to gape his ass.
Let me get that Willie Hutch. No. I don't know your name. I don't want to know your name, Duke. I'm going to tell you something. You think those white fucking Aryan motherfuckers in there, they don't like to fuck?
Word. You going to be a
20?
Hoe.
You 20?
A hoe in jail.
You didn't have a father? Fuck you, Duke. Baby, don't do it. You're going to have all kind of... They're going to pass you around real nice. At first, they're going to make you feel like you a hero. And then one day, Billy Joe's going to say, yo, go grab that Wonder Bread bag over there. He's going to say, you want some slices? He said, no, go get the bag. He's going to be confused.
That's a favor.
Bring that bag over here, kid.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, oh, while you're over there, give me that olive oil. You don't have a father.
Right. So I'm a run into motherfuckers. Come on, man.
Now we gonna run into you, dude.
Yeah, rep.
We running into you, and when I'm done with you, all the boys gonna get some.
That's right. All those little Aryan Nation motherfuckers.
They gonna have it real nice.
Yep. You and a martyr.
When you pass out in your cell, and you wake up with a Wonder Bread bag hanging out your ass, you should just thank them for practicing safe sex.
Word. Man, that was well put, bro.
Take me to a break. That's that Willie Hutch.
Yeah.
Yo, Thursday is the day fantasy football will be forever changed. The Fantasy Football Follies presented by DraftKings is live on all podcast platforms. It starts this Thursday morning, August 17th, and every Thursday morning throughout the season. I am now the senior fantasy football analyst of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, brand new podcast. The Fantasy Football Follies starting August 17th. Yo, this Sunday it's going down.
Oh, hell yeah.
August 20th. Have you ever even been to Boston?
Nope.
What a better way to make our debut in Boston in Gillette Stadium, the house that Brady built.
Yes.
The official kickoff of the NFL season. And I am hosting the event of the year. General tickets are now only $49. Go to dancewiththedingo.com for a full day of fun. A live I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast at Foxborough. Pat McAfee, Matthew Berry, Rob Gronkowski, Jim Brewer, G Monetti,
yeah.
Always Ready, 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to run on the field at Gillette. The Gronk is going to be there.
Oh, man. The
Listen,
Gronk.
Whether you love the Patriots or not, everybody fucks with the Gronk.
Yeah, everybody likes him.
I can't wait to do it. Pat McAfee, we're having a punt, pass, and kick contest. Matthew Berry, you know our history.
Yeah.
But we're joining forces to see who is the better senior fantasy football analyst. It's going down August 20th. Dancewiththedingo.com for a full day of fun and a live I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast in Foxborough. You were saying about the immigrants.
Yeah.
And how they're college educated.
Yeah, you go to any hospital, all those immigrants, Philippine doctors, all it's hardly American motherfuckers in the hospitals. These people are highly educated. But this guy scapegoated the Mexicans, the black people. Well, we've always been scapegoated. But he added all these people, and they got these motherfuckers all amped up.
But now he's saying we want immigrants in if they come illegally and they're college educated.
See?
You know how many college educated unemployed motherfuckers are in this country?
Americans.
White Princeton grad.
Go to West Virginia, and yeah.
They're all over the place. Why do you think they're so mad?
Right.
So make up your mind, you're going to let them in if they have a college education and they come in legally when there's plenty of out of work white.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck, man? Yo, what kind
You're talking yourself into a corner.
Yeah, yeah. This is
You're talking yourself all into a corner.
Right.
You double talking and back talking because you don't really have a sense of self, Duke.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Donald Trump today. I have to specify. I'm not talking about David Duke when I say Duke.
Douglaston, Queens. What's good? This is your boy. Douglaston, Queens. This is where this motherfucker's from. What's good?
You didn't even win your own neighborhood. And like, oh, well, New York is a Democrat. No, because we knew about this fucking guy.
Yes.
Get rich or talk shit trying.
What's good, 50 Cent?
Jennifer Lawrence, the actor.
Oh, shit.
No, she reached out on Instagram and her social media trying to urge the public to identify the people at that rally. I want to know where these dudes are at.
Where they work.
I want that one dude at the rally
that
with the yellow shirt. No, with the yellow shirt.
Oh.
If anybody could identify him, I will fly him out to L.A.
Fly that fucking head.
I'll fly him out to L.A. myself. I want to talk to Duke. I want to talk to Money. Uh-huh. The one with the Hail Hitler.
Oh, man. What's the love affair with fucking Germany?
These guys are losers. They have no association. They have no association. Like, they're not part of anything.
Right.
So they have nothing. They're like outsiders.
Outcasts.
They're angry.
Yeah.
They love Kendrick Lamar and hate black people.
That's crazy. Word.
They love their quarterback for their college football team who's black.
Right. Right.
But hate black people.
But despise black people.
It's like the Do the Right Thing song.
Yeah.
The Do the Right Thing clip. Prince, Michael.
Like Nicky T, right?
No, John Turturro.
Oh, John
Prince,
Turturro.
Prince, yeah. Michael. They're not black.
Right.
They're
not black to us.
No, they're black.
Right.
All that shit you like, all that shit you dance to, that's all black shit.
Yeah. And why are you fucking with it?
I want to give a shout out to Ed Sheeran. I put him in my rant. No disrespect to Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
It just
came out.
I ain't got no problem with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Lena Dunham
indicted everybody.
She said all white people are responsible. I'm not responsible. She said all white people are responsible for white supremacy. I'm telling you something right now. I don't take any responsibility for these people.
Right.
They're not me. I don't even think they should be called white. These are grafted devils. this is bile.
Their identity is racism and terrorism.
Yeah, you're like,
that's their
all
identity.
White people are responsible for. I'm not responsible for these fucking nasty motherfuckers.
Right.
I'm disassociating myself. And if you're not with that shit, disassociate yourself with it.
Right. Right.
I don't have no guilt over those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They're trash pails.
Absolutely. No identity other than racism and terrorism. And their hero is, they don't want them statues down. Like I said, these are racist Hall of Fame busts. Robert E. Lee killed more Americans than Osama bin Laden. So these are their guys. And as the country progresses and you start to look back on all this stuff, and you see, yo, why we got a statue of this motherfucker up here? This guy had owned human beings. This guy was killing Americans. Get this shit out of here. And these are their heroes. It's like taking Tom Brady out of Gillette Stadium.
No disrespect to the great Tom Brady.
Right.
We're not comparing him in that way. But to them, that's what he is.
Yeah.
Well, one of these white racist fucks. You're not rebranding yourself on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast.
Nah. White racist.
Fuck boy. Call you whatever you want.
Whatever we want to call you, we're going to call you, B.
He said, he's pictured. I'm not an angry racist. He just likes marching with them. I did not expect my photo to be shared as much as it was.
Somebody should have snuffed this.
I understand the photo has negative connotation. But I hope that people sharing the photo are willing to listen. We're not willing to listen. Fuck you.
Yeah, Best Buy, fire this motherfucker.
Where are these guys? Everybody got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Find these people.
Word.
I don't know why they just didn't take it to Newport News, to Virginia Beach. You want to get crunk? You want to get hype? March in Brownsville. Go to Harlem. Go to Watts.
Southside. Go to South Central.
With your tiki torches.
Yeah.
They went to the Home Depot. You bout it. You went to Home Depot, you got tiki torches, and you think you bout it?
And you're buying Polynesian tiki torches? These are Polynesian.
Get your own
Mr.
shit.
Mr. America?
Make America great again.
Yeah, buy our products.
Why are you buying Polynesian shit for a fucking white racist celebration?
Right, you're spending money.
Come up with your own tradition.
Word. Make your own torches.
Make America great again.
Yeah, made in America. A torch made in America.
Right. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Yo, these are clowns, man.
All right, that's enough with that. Big Three was in L.A.
Man, that was a good showing, man.
Good showing. Oscar De La Hoya was there. Snoop was there. Chad Ochocinco was there. Lamar Odom was there. I got to interview him.
Jesus.
He's playing in the Big Three next year.
He's going to have a fucking football uniform on?
Nah. He looked good.
All right,
He's sober. He looked good. He looked totally lucid.
Oh, man, that's great.
I told him. I said, yo, Queens is in the house.
Yeah, good. He got some brain cells left.
Yeah, he does. He said, yo, I'm playing. No doubt. I'm playing next year. I think it'll be great for him.
Good.
It'll be a good environment. He could play that level of basketball. He'll be around people that love him. That care about him. Dwayne Wade was there.
It's getting big.
Chris Brown was there.
ESPN. Why are you not covering it?
All of ESPN was there. My girl Michelle Beadle was there.
Oh, good.
Amon was there.
It's getting big.
Charles Oakley played. And he was Charles Oakley-like.
Yep.
As Snoop Dogg said, Snoop said the best thing about Oakley. He said he didn't rock the Just for Men. He kept it gangster.
He came out there looking like seldom seen from penitentiary.
He missed a lot of shots, but he could absolutely play in this level for sure.
And it's going to get better for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yo, players miss shots. Right. He missed shots. But don't sleep. Charles Oakley was a knockdown shooter when he played with the Knicks. His whole career, 12 to 15 feet. He was a knockdown shooter.
Right, right. Yep.
When he was open, wide open shots, 12 to 15 feet, knockdown. He just didn't shoot that good at the big three. But he was out there
enforcing,
grabbing rebounds, pushing people around, and certain matchups, because he doesn't have the lateral movement.
Right. But his persona is, you're not coming through this fucking lane like you think it's fucking.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to get something in your sternum.
Right, right.
So it was a great day, good games. It was fun. Atypical. Show premiered on Netflix. People really like it. I had a great time making it. You know, it's a sort of a dark comedy. I play a father, a character unlike what you hear on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, very sort of introverted. But all the people that hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, social media that love Atypical, check it out. My girl, Jennifer Jason Lee, the iconic Jennifer Jason Lee. It's up now. Let me know what you think. I vowed not to talk about the NBA because, it's been the summer of big baller ballerina shit. But believe it or not, you got Laker and Hawk players and NBA players beefing on Twitter. There's Twitter beef.
Get the fuck out of here.
About where they're ranked.
On 2K, I heard about this, yo.
That they actually give a fuck up where they're ranked.
On a fucking video game.
Rookies, too.
Imagine if
Dr. J. You shouldn't even be ranked.
Right. You ain't do shit in the league.
John Collins. He was upset. He's a rookie. Lonzo Ball. You know, I know they're bullshitting around, but like, yo, this is where the league is going.
Yeah.
These little Twinkie fucks.
Fuck boys.
This is where it's going.
Right. It's a different league.
Dante Jones. Yeah, he looks like he should always be medicated. He's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
He came out and said that Steph Curry isn't even a top 10 player. Dante Jones, you're not a top 2,000 player.
What are you then?
You ain't shit.
How can you critique somebody else if you're not in his league?
You're not even in his breath.
You got
The only thing you have in common is that you both play in the NBA.
You got MVPs under your belt?
You got how many 30-point games you have? How many you have more teams that you played on than you have 30-point games.
Word. Come on, just hold your head, man.
You ain't shit. Nobody's scared of you. Yeah. You're not getting it crunk.
No, he's a dirty motherfucking player.
Yeah, he's a dirty player with a cock eye. Your biggest asset is that you look fucking batshit crazy.
Right. Remember he tried to break Kobe's shit, right?
Yeah. We're not even doing a sick fuck this week.
No.
We covered all the sick fucks.
Donald Trump is the sick fuck of the week.
And you don't get the music.
Yeah, you don't get that.
You don't get our theme music. You don't get the iconic sick fuck of the week music.
You don't get that.
Yo, along with the Fantasy Football Follies, premiering August 17th, this Thursday, August 17th, me, the Gringo Man Dingo.
you out there, boy.
I will be on the Colbert Show.
Oh.
Stephen Colbert.
They should let you host this motherfucker.
Yo, I'm telling you right now, watch the Colbert Show Thursday the 17th, because I'm going to flip tables.
Yeah.
I'm coming to talk shit or die trying.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I'm coming to shut the shit down. I've never been on his show. Yeah. It's perfect timing when I'm rhyming apparatus. A lot of guts when I cut. Girls move their butts. His name is Jay.
He must be nuts.
He's on the mix real quick, and he liked to say he's not
bad,
but he's bad. But bad meaning?
Get these motherfuckers, man.
I'm shutting it down.
Bowser, shut it down.
Anything else?
Donald Trump is the sick fuck of the week.
For sure. Steve Bannon, fix your grill. You look like shit.
Word, yo.
Yo, Steve Bannon, you look like shit,
dude. You know what? But when you have so much hatred in your heart for other human beings on this planet, of course you're going to look like shit.
You look like shit, Duke.
Word. The shit is peeling, B. Why? Get some keels on your shit, man.
Get some keels, blue astringent. David Duke.
Get some keels.
You look like your fucking grill is CGI.
Plastic surgery.
He needs a whole chemical peel.
Yeah. David Duke is bugging.
August 17th, Fantasy Football Follies premiere. I told you before, this book has balls. This book has balls.com. Shit talking extravaganza. Sports rants from the MVP of talking trash,
yep.
Simon & Schuster. You could pre-order it. I'm doing the book. I'm doing the live audio book. I'm planning on turning it out. Imagine how this sounds. Imagine how this sounds. This is a passion project.
Okay.
Unless you're selling like Harry Potter numbers, writing a book isn't really a lucrative thing. But imagine how this sounds. New York Times best-selling author, Michael Rapaport.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
You fuck you.
Word.
This book has balls.com. Pre-order it. I'm very proud of it. It is the shit talking extravaganza of a lifetime.
You're going to be on there, that bestseller list. No doubt.
G Moody, last name rhymes with duty.
What's good?
Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I appreciate all the love, all the support. You know where to find us, Twitter, Instagram.
Yep.
And, you know, we're done, man.
We're done.
I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Take us out with some funk. Let it rock for a minute, though, Mom.
Please.